You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and after an extensive 5-month search, the Belle Isle Conservancy has a new leader. She's here with us now on Opportunity Detroit, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage, Dr. Megan Elliott. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Ann.
So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have been in public service for the last 10 years as part of the Duggan administration. I started working for the city of Detroit in 2014, at the time just to do a parks master plan, and ended up falling in love with the work so much that here I am 10 years later about to step into this role.
Wow.
I have been working on everything from small neighborhood parks deep in, you know, every neighborhood across the city, to spearheading the work behind the Joe Louis Greenway, which is a 30-mile linear path around the city and four other municipalities. And I'm just so thrilled to turn my time and attention to Belle Isle.
It sounds like you are absolutely perfect for this job, Megan. So what are some of the goals that you have as you take over and you start taking a look at what's going on in the Belle Isle Conservancy?
So my first goal, you know, people keep asking what my vision is for Belle Isle. And really, you know, I take the same approach to starting every role. But in particular with this one, it's not about my vision. It's about the people's vision. This is a public park. And the very first thing I'm going to do when I take over is just start going back to community meetings in every corner of the city and hearing from residents what they want to see on Belle Isle and what they're excited about. So I'm really thrilled to kind of synthesize that vision from across so many different stakeholder voices and work with the city and state to make it happen.
Oh, that's a great idea, because Belle Isle is just a beautiful park. But over the years, there have been some people that would like to have a little more say in what's going on there.
Yeah, I think there's every opportunity to be that kind of voice on the ground and always know what folks are thinking on any different issue. You know, there's so many different assets as part of the park. It's, you know, 982 acres. So we've got everything from the experience on the beach to all of the historic buildings that the state has been working to preserve. So there's really, you know, endless opportunity to listen more to those voices and to work together to invest more in the space that we all love. Belle Isle is such a gorgeous and amazing space. I just feel really lucky to be stepping into this role and get to think about it every day.
Dr. Megan Elliott, as somebody who has been part of the city for a long time now and very active in what's going on, as you either drive around the park or you walk around the park, what do you think? What are some of the things that really touch you that you love? And you mentioned some of the assets, but just you personally, what do you love about Belle Isle?
So there are two things that I personally love that are just my own, you know, kind of my family memories. I love to walk. I have three little kids, and my husband and I go take them, and we walk to the lighthouse, and that's a path that we just absolutely adore and do that pretty much every weekend. It's just a good mental health break for everyone, and it's a reset, and that's just really special. I love being on the beach and being able to look out over the city at sunset. There are so many different pockets of the park that I just enjoy so much. In the winter time, we like to go ice skating out on the frozen lakes. There's, you know, every season of opportunity for being out there and enjoying the space.
And I have to ask this, what about improving things? As you walk around with the family, enjoying the park, what's the number one thing where you say to yourself, yep, I'm going to get after that?
So I think there are a couple different opportunities that I'd like to hear from folks on their opinion about. But for me personally, one of the things that I know the state has been working really hard on is just improving that congestion when you're trying to get onto the island. On the most beautiful days of the year, everyone wants to be here, and we want everyone to be here.
Sure.
So how can we make that flow more smoothly just to help people get on? It's really kind of a back-to-basics question that I'm excited to dig into and help support. And then also, I think that one of the things that could be really fun is just a place to stop and have some food. You know, there's an amazing kind of wealth of barbecues going on and food trucks that we have, but a place that you can stop and eat that's not a private space, that folks can, you know, make their visit to the island last even longer because they can stop and get a cup of coffee or get a bite of food would be really wonderful. So those are just two things. But again, just excited to hear from Detroiters and understand what everyone else wants to see.
So as somebody who's been involved in the city of Detroit for a long time now, how do you mm-hmm. feel about all of the amazing progress that has been made in Detroit over the past 10, 15 years?
I feel very proud to be part of such a large team that's been working really hard in this last decade to make a lot of those things happen. As I transition away from the city and towards the Belle Isle Conservancy on everything we've worked on, again, from the smallest neighborhood parks and just getting the mowing and the trash pickup right and making sure that residents have trust in us so that, you know, we're not just going out and having all these listening sessions but not following through with implementation. You know, we've been able to improve 217 public parks across the last 10 years.
Wow.
Building out miles and miles of this amazing greenway that's just, you know, we started in the Midwest neighborhood, which hadn't seen investment in a very long time, and now they have this world-class asset in their own backyards. And, of course, that connects to Belle Isle as well. So it's all part of this bigger picture, and I think that children growing up today see all of the beauty that Detroit is, and they are quick to dismiss the kind of old stereotypes around Detroit being, you know, unsafe or dirty or any of those things, and they know better, and they see all that beauty firsthand, especially in our park system.
Well, you know, to this point, we just had a great conversation with Gina Cavalier, the director mm-hmm. of the Downtown Detroit Business Improvement Zone, and her description of what they've been doing over the past several years is really impressive.
Downtown Detroit Partnership has been a phenomenal partner, and, you know, I look forward to working with them more in the future. There's been so many huge events happening downtown that have gone off without a hitch and really allowed us to showcase our city to the world. And I think we'll see more of that next week with the NFL draft.
Going back to when you were first named to be the president and CEO of the Belle Isle Conservancy, what was your reaction?
So for me personally, you know, I think I've been doing so much work in public space. And the last 3 years, I've actually been in charge of the development and grants for the city of Detroit. So overseeing the American Rescue Plan Act portfolio for the city, as well as a number of other, you know, pretty massive federal grants. So I think all of these things have really built up in a significant way that made it feel like the perfect time and opportunity for me to make this transition back fully into the parks world. So again, I just feel so lucky thinking about waking up every morning and dedicating my time and energy to this place that everyone loves and everyone has such strong memories attached to, and just can't wait to kind of capture that and make it even better here.
And you know what has been great to see is the people that are now coming back out after what we went through with regard to COVID, because for a while there, things were kind of bleak. And now it's like, oh, it's kind of like a rebirth. Can you talk a little bit about how you dealt with COVID and how you're dealing with it now as we're pretty much out of it?
No one knew whether it was safe to even go to parks. We thought we had to, you know, kind of tape them off, close them down. That was a very trying time to make sure that everyone felt as safe as possible. And then we kind of quickly started to recognize, again, as a country, that your mental health and physical health are so closely tied to one another, and parks were actually maybe the safest place that you could be, and even just seeing a friend at a 6-foot distance would make all the difference, and we hope that that usage just continues to go up.
Discuss too, Dr. Elliott, the importance of a park in an urban area.
Yeah, so this is something I care a great deal about. When I started with parks, I think a lot of people expected me to be someone that knew about trees and horticulture and things like that. That's not my background. The doctorate that you mentioned is in sociology. And so for me, it's about equitable access to these spaces.
Yes.
And, you know, we have, like I said, you know, about 250 parks in our citywide park system. Most of them are very small, under 5-acre parks. And there's also a lack of transportation and access to transportation for Detroiters. So about 1 in 4 folks don't have access to a car. So how do they get to use their public spaces? So for me, the first thing that we needed to do was not just, you know, maintain those parks, but reinvest in them. So full capital renovations. You might remember several years ago, we did an initiative called 40 Neighborhood Parks, and it was where we took $11.7 million and divided it across 40 parks with just under $300,000 apiece, and basically did a full capital renovation with all the basics that people want: a walking path, a basketball court, a playscape, those kinds of things. And the difference that made in those neighborhoods was so phenomenal, because, you know, a poorly maintained old park with old equipment is really a drag on the entire neighborhood. But a really nicely maintained park with new amenities is the absolute epicenter of public life in the neighborhood. And oftentimes neighborhoods are named after their parks. So again, that access to parks across the city has been so important. And I really want to make sure that access extends to Belle Isle as well, for folks, that so that everyone around the city can have that that access to our most treasured asset. I know that we've been working for a long time with the Trust for Public Land to say everyone should be able to get to their local park within a 10-minute walk from their house. And between the park system work, the Joe Louis Greenway, the riverfront, and Belle Isle, we just got a phenomenal system, and I just want to keep increasing that access over time.
Dr. Megan Elliott, the new president and CEO of the Belle Isle Conservancy, making Detroit a great place to live, work, and play. Thank you for the time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Ann Thomas. Thank you for listening to Opportunity Detroit, and enjoy the rest of your day.